5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at me.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Well, hello, America and beyond. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell radio program. This is your one-stop shop for all things common sense conservatism. And it's nice to feel welcome. It's nice to be part of a growing family of truth seekers, of America lovers, of fact finders, and of people who are tired of being gaslit by a bunch of people who suck at their jobs. Let's just call a spade a spade. Cards are on the table today. Well, they are every day. And we've got a great show for you lined up. I've got a very important interview coming up in the third hour. It is remarkable that we have made such strides in this COVID insanity, that the truth has trickled out. Now it is gushing out. Now there is a literal geyser. And there are some people out there in positions of quote-unquote bureaucratic power who will not relinquish the reins. And there is a woman in California whose life is teetering in the balance because of this nonsense. And when you hear her story, all the other shenanigans, all this other high school musical garbage that we are being fed is going to all make sense. I promise you that. Yes, we're going to talk about Trump. Yes, we're going to talk about Bragg. Yes, we're going to talk about DeSantis. And yes, we have details as we continue our dogged dive into the truth about COVID and about the vaccine. And we've got a half hour that you are going to need to hear. That's also on the BS board and on the app. And we'll get to those in just a moment after the most important part of the show. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I'm getting a little tired of this hand-wringing of some of us on the right, worrying about how we can go out and protest peacefully without being called something that we're not. I don't give a fat rip what anybody in the media or any of the lackey losers in the Biden administration or any of the sniveling leftists out there, they can say what they want to say because they're running scared, my friends. When you have a president whose own election is very dubious at best, and you have television networks and news operations that have been basically bribed into silence to not talk about the truth, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to find your own. And your own truth rests in the very constitutional freedoms and values our founding fathers worked so long to give to us. Freedom. You are free to protest however the heck you wish. And if you are a common sense conservative, as I am, you know what that means. Inherently, we are not a raucous, destructive crowd. And how dare anyone on the left who gets behind the ne'er-do-well miscreant, you know, law-breaking Antifa and Black Lives Matter people to even sniff at all at your right to speak up if what happens today, which is alleged, whether or not something happens with Donald Trump, who knows, whether or not it happens, don't let anybody back you into a corner and make you feel as though you can't be as free as you are. Freedom is not on the table. It is not open for discussion. We are not here to debate it. It is guaranteed. And anybody who tells you otherwise needs to sit down. Why do they so desperately need this smokescreen of a story? You know, the wall is caving in on the Bidens. The crime family syndicate is teetering. They know it. They are grasping at straws. Don't doubt me. And so what was something that was very intriguing that Joe Biden did yesterday, if one believes that he actually does anything, or if it's just really Barack Obama and Joe Biden is his placeholder? I think we're all kind of established that that's where we are. He signed Josh Hawley's measure, introduced in the Senate and widely unanimously approved in the House as well, to declassify everything about the origins of the COVID-19 virus. Why would he do such a thing? Friends, somebody needs to be a whipping boy. Somebody's going to get thrown under the bus. Whether it's Fauci, whether it's Bill Gates, whether it's Rochelle Walensky, whether whatever it is, that is the next obvious tact that they're using. And I have a BS board for you because this is as preposterous as the storyline has become. High School Musical, ladies and gentlemen, the final act. Here you go.
Time to cut the crap. Because Wendy's breaking out the Ireland contracting BS board.
On this 21st day of March of the blessed year 2023, our BS board today is entitled The Anatomy of Stupid. It's not the anatomy of stupidity. It's just stupid. They think you're stupid. You are not stupid. You are educated. You are awake. You are aware. And you are angry. And I'm right there with you. What am I talking about? Well, we know that the FBI has, in soft terms, said, oh my, breaking news, looks like it was a lab that was the most likely. No, duh. Really? And the Department of Energy, well, I mean, it looks like, no kidding. Sort of like what we've all been talking about for the better part of 3 years. Glad they've shown up. Glad we're paying them for this rocket science work that they're doing. Have you heard the new allegation, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go. This is High School Musical, the final act. Poorly acted, poorly written, poorly done everywhere. Every which way sucks. So the claim was that COVID started in a wet market, right? Well, we're going to scratch out wet market. Fauci's not ready to let go of that yet. It's not just the wet market. It's not some weird bat thing. It's not, it's something different now. Have you heard this one that the media are now glomming onto, so desperate to do anything to deflect from the Biden crime family syndicate, for which House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has dropped but one of at least 11 to 13 bank receipts? Now, COVID started still naturally. Don't worry about the lab thing. Don't worry about the coincidence to the, you know, the lab. That's just so happenstance, right? How that happened. Now, COVID still started naturally, but it started in a raccoon dog in a wet market. Who's falling for that, right? A raccoon dog. Well, now that's interesting. This is a very curious allegation, and one must do a little deeper dive. Unlike the chancellor at UC Davis, who dives into nothing except rhetoric and race baiting, I'm going to do this for you. We did a little dive. What's the allegation? Well, a swab taken in January 2020 from a cart, all right, at a wet market in Hunan, contained genetic material from a raccoon dog and COVID-19. That's it. Mystery solved, ladies and gentlemen. Pack them up. Let's go. Yes, you're right about that. You are now dumber. So wait a minute. The data, however, do not prove this raccoon dog was even infected. It just proves, according to communist Chinese scientists, this is where this data is coming from, just so you know how you can believe it, just indicates that on some cart, there was a swab of genetic material from an alleged raccoon dog and the COVID virus. This is your new smoking gun, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. So wait a minute. Who's pushing this now? Well, three so-called scientists, one of whom you've heard before. Christian Anderson, the same Christian Anderson from the Scripps Research Center. You know, the same virologist who in January 2020 on a phone call with Dr. Fauci said, you know what, this is so weird, but it's looking like it's engineered. This thing was made in a lab. And then after a conference call, lo and behold, this dude changed his mind and said, no, you're totally right. Natural origins all the way, for which he was allegedly awarded millions of dollars from the NIH. Anthony Fauci, for further fantastic research. What a guy! Who's this Scripps Research Center? I wanted to know the same thing. And who funds them? Well, wouldn't you know? Bill and Melinda Gates. You know, those pioneers of all things medicine and science and pharmaceutical who care so much about your well-being and your children. They've given quite a bit of money to the Scripps Research Center. Really? Well, let's see. We got in January of 2020. Curiously, about the time that Dr. Anderson changed his story and went hook, line, and sinker for that natural origins theory of total garbage, the Scripps Research Center got $50 million. God bless. That's a lot, but that's not all. Got another $17 million last year. And then, just to sweeten the pot, you've got the National Institute of Health giving $67 million for pandemic preparedness center creation. Do you guys smell a rat? Do you smell a cover-up? Do you smell a smokescreen? Do you smell anybody trying to do anything involving even a raccoon dog? And this isn't Brock's dog that got into a fight with a raccoon. That's a different dog. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are now dumber, and they want you stupid for a reason. Don't doubt it. Well, you know what's the smartest thing you can do is to take claim of your health and to be in charge of your wellness, of your weight, of your body, of your everything. You can't rely on doctors and scientists and research. What you need, though, is the right partner, and you get that at Body by AIM 360. So Dr. Darren Dubiak, and the reason why we enjoy him so much is because the entire thesis of what he does is, in fact, science-driven. It is based on your blood work. You can't really fudge blood work when you go to a lab and they get vials of your blood and it gets tested, and then you meet with Dr. Dubiak, whether in person or virtually, and he goes over all your results and he's like, I bet you didn't know that you're pre-diabetic. I bet you didn't know that your cholesterol is high, sky high. I bet you didn't know that you're a ticking time bomb. Or I bet you didn't know that you've got some issues with gluten and overall gut health. You're in luck. We know how to fix it and get you on track. Boom. And there is your process. You lose weight. You get your hormones on track. You feel better. You move without pain. You sleep through the night. Anxiety goes down. Skin looks better. What? 412-227-9255. Simple as that. 412-227-9255. BodyByAIM360.com. Click out of town if you're out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Hey, this is fantastic news for Donald Trump. All these shenanigans. You should see his ratings right now. Surging in the polls. Oh, I hate when that happens to the left. We've got the details next on the Wendy Bell Radio program.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind is that this whole thing is ridiculous. This is so stupid. A raccoon dog, and you found something, Brock, where there are there natural in Ukraine, their natural habitat?
I don't know,
Ukraine?
But when I typed in raccoon dog, it came up to Wikipedia.
Were they invented by Meta Biota?
For some reason, I'm thinking they were.
Does the Biden family breed in raccoon dogs? Because their fingers are all over everything else.
Well, that would be a hell of a...
That'd be a connection.
That would be a nice side hustle.
That'd be a Zen diagram or Venn diagram or whatever the hell they are that Kamala likes so much. New York Times has picked up on the story. What are raccoon dogs? Oh, NPR, not to be outdone, with a very similar catchy, what is a raccoon dog? Oh, how about NBC News? COVID origins data links pandemic to raccoon dogs at Wuhan market. Oh, how about Scientific American? You know, when I want science, that's when I stop at Dr. Fauci. I got to go to Scientific American.
I'm canceling my subscription.
I know you're a member here. New evidence supports animal origin of COVID virus through somebody needs to say everybody sucks. How about that? Then we're all on the set. That's a headline I'd click on. Be like, ooh, that sounds juicy. Yes, those are my people.
Do you think they're going to try to wrestle in the raccoon dog for global warming too? Climate change?
Look, if we can lump all of this together and take away your stove, that is all the point that we need, right? So let me get to what I had aforementioned promised. Trump surges in polling ahead of possible arrest. Well, the public appears to have softened its stance toward the former president. So says justthenews.com. Former President Donald Trump is surging in popularity ahead of his possible arrest in connection with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's investigation into his 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. Wouldn't you just hate that if that was your name? Stormy Daniels. Oh, God.
I don't think that's her real name. I think that's her stage name.
Do you
name.
Think maybe that's how it works?
Stormy, I don't think they should really put star Stormy, behind her name either.
Stormy Daniels. Trump announced Saturday expects to be arrested, blah, blah, blah. Amid the speculation, the public appears to have softened its stance toward the former president, with 52% of likely voters holding a favorable view of him in a recent Rasmussen survey, 44% disapproved, and the remaining, it looks like 6%, are still looking for raccoon dogs. President Joe Biden, meanwhile, is almost the reverse, with 46% approving of him. I highly doubt that, compared to 53% who do not. And he fared even worse in a different survey, only inching about 44% support. Trump currently appears well positioned to secure the Republican Party nomination. Of course, DeSantis is not part of this because he's not part of it yet. 79% support among Republican voters in a recent Emerson survey comparing declared candidates for the GOP nod. Nikki Haley coming in second at 16. So what does this tell us? I think Alvin Bragg and the deep state, the uniparty, Obama behind the curtain, all of them, they're thinking to themselves, oh, fudge. Maybe what did we step into? Well, we're going to tell you a little bit more specificity on that. You guys heard about Robert Costello. He was once a lawyer for Michael Cohen, who was Trump's lawyer for a hot second. And Michael Cohen is the guy who alleges that Trump ordered him to give $130,000 to Ms. Daniels. Well, Robert Costello appeared before the grand jury yesterday, and he talked about what he said, and we have the audio sound bites for you. Case imploding. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So Ron DeSantis finally broke his silence yesterday, Florida governor, weighing in his own way regarding what's going on with this alleged indictment, et cetera, of Donald Trump. We are going to play that for you coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Brock and I had very different interpretations and reactions to what he said. And I think we're going to kind of run the spectrum on how you guys feel at home about it. So we're going to talk about that, and we will play in its entirety what he said. Again, I'm just going to put this out there. I don't think it's anybody's need particularly not a political candidate, who allegedly, and he hasn't even declared, yes, but who obviously is going to be competing with Donald Trump. I don't know. Is this the great time for Republicans to unite and to show a united force against crazy, against corruption, provided they're not part of it? Yes, I do believe that. But we're going to play so you can decide what you think, okay? So anyway, we've got this situation where the George Soros-funded Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, who is nothing more than a two-bit loser who has spent his professional career being completely infatuated with Trump. He is hook, line, and sinker all about Donald Trump. 100 different cases he has brought against Donald Trump. This stuff happens to famous people, to wealthy people often. They find themselves in lawsuits, and when they look at the dollars and cents of litigating something, going through the process, knowing it takes years, oftentimes it's easier to cut a check and say, okay, now go away. There's a non-disclosure agreement that everybody usually signs. Very interesting that Michael Cohen, the guy who's apparently got the goods for the DA against Trump, has violated his own non-disclosure agreements in alleging Donald Trump not only paid Stormy Daniels, he directed Michael Cohen to do so under the guise of keeping it ostensibly from his wife. Okay. So anyway, as they set up barricades around the Manhattan courthouse yesterday, what a dumb thing. Why do you do that? You're creating the illusion of lawlessness. You put up barricades around the Capitol. Do you really think that after January 6th, anybody in his right mind would want to go to the Capitol and be ensnared and trapped by a corrupt and highly politicized Department of Justice? Please. But this is what they do. So who testified? So it's this guy named Robert Costello. And Robert Costello used to be some kind of counsel for Michael Cohen. And he's got insight, he says, about all this stuff that is factually different than what Michael Cohen is alleging. So yesterday, Costello went to the grand jury. And he apparently has something in the order of 300 plus emails. Emails from Michael Cohen and him that show this or that. That the prosecutor in the case, who's alleging Donald Trump broke the law, asked about six. Okay? Six of these emails. Obviously, emails that help their case. So he's confronted by, I think it's News Nation, who's outside the courthouse, who gets these this audio soundbite. I want to play them for you, okay? So this is Michael Cohen's former legal advisor who testified before the grand jury, calling Michael Cohen basically a liar and perhaps the lousiest witness to base your entire case on. Here he is, audio soundbite number one.
I'm the one who decided to do this. A lot of people cautioned me against it because I had nothing to gain. The only thing I'm doing is trying to tell the truth to the grand jurors, because I read all these lies in the media that are being promoted by one side. If you see the full picture, you know, listen, if they want to go after Donald Trump and they have solid evidence, so be it. But Michael Cohen is far from solid evidence. This guy, by any prosecutor's standard, and I used to be deputy chief of the criminal division in the Southern District of New York, I wouldn't have touched a guy like Michael Cohen, especially if he's a convicted perjurer. Not to mention, as I said, the 50 to 100 lies he told us that are in those 330 emails.
Sounds like kind of a shaky case, if you ask me. I'm no litigator, right? I wonder how those Stanford University law students would weigh in on this. Just kidding. No, I don't. Okay, he continues now. And the question is, after he says, look, I did this on my own. I decided to come here to testify before the grand jury. There's nothing in it for me. I'm not connected to these people anymore. I can only set the record straight as I know, and that is why I am here. A reporter in the gaggle of media folk asks the question, do you believe that your testimony before the grand jury just prevented Trump from being indicted. Audio soundbite number two.
I can't say that because you really, you just don't know. I can't read people's minds. I could see certainly a few of them were doing what you're doing right now, shaking your head up and down, but not everybody. So I just don't know. I would love for those people to watch TV or something tonight or just remember what I said and say to the prosecutors, listen, we'd like to see the rest of those emails. Don't cherry pick six emails out of 330 and then ask Costello questions about it. That's not fair by anybody's standard.
There's that weird term again. Isn't that so peculiar how the left likes to do this? It's called selective evidence, right? We're going to choose the information we're going to put out there regarding January 6th, and then we're going to actively withhold more than 41,000 hours of video, which could help defendants like Jacob Chansley and their attorneys defend themselves. That's called cherry picking. It's also called highly freaking illegal. And it reminded us of this weird theme that we were paying attention to last week. What was that?
By diving deep into the waters of conspiracy and cherry picking from thousands of hours of security footage.
The Republicans have brought in two of Elon Musk's public scribes to release cherry picked out of context emails.
Last night, Tucker Carlson cherry-picked video surveillance from the January 6th insurrection, severely downplaying the events of that day.
Elon Musk spoon-fed you his cherry-picked information, which you must have suspected promotes a slanted viewpoint.
That's Brock's girlfriend, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah,
her hair. She's the wet raccoon dog.
Yeah, she is the wet raccoon dog. She and Maxine Waters need perhaps some water purifiers on their shower heads. I don't know what it is, but it's a bad look. Anyway, so cherry pick. Cherry pick is exactly what we're going through. You are fed cherry-picked data that helps Pfizer maintain that its vaccine is safe and effective. You are cherry-picked data to let you know or give you the idea that your elections are not compromised, that you can count on these things. They are the safest, most secure things ever. You're cherry-picked data every single day from the president, alleged of the United States, who alleges when he took office, gas prices were $5 a gallon, and he brought them down to three and change. You are cherry-picked, a web of lies. Well, this gentleman, Costello, isn't quite done yet, because one of the reporters in the audience, and I'm going to tell you what he says so you can hear it more clearly, asks about Cohen, saying that Trump did not know that Michael Cohen himself was going to be paying off Stormy Daniels. And Robert Costello affirms this. Audio soundbite three.
Yeah.
Michael Cohen paid Stormy Daniels with his own money, not at the behest of Mr. Trump.
That's what he told us. Yes. Not his own money, money that he borrowed pursuant to a HELOC loan. Yeah. And why did you take the loan, Michael? I wanted this secret. I didn't even want my own wife to know, much less Melania Trump.
So that kind of blows open this whole allegation then that Donald Trump is the one who said, God, pay her off. Pay her off now. Trump has alleged he had no idea that any kind of payments were made to this Stormy Daniels character, right? Whether or not that's true, Robert Costello gives us an inside look on the possibility that it may well, in fact, be. I will remind you, of all the people who've been accused of all sorts of stuff, who's the one guy who hasn't been found guilty of any of it? Donald Trump. Isn't that just a kick in the pants? And wouldn't that absolutely destroy you if you were a liberal? You're desperate for anything to hang this guy. Sadly, when you're using a convicted perjurer, right? That might not be the ironclad evidence you're looking for. And Costello goes forward because he's asked this question. And Cohen said Trump didn't know. Go.
Well, just to be clear, did he ever specifically tell you that Donald Trump does not know about this?
Yes, absolutely. He said that. You know, that's what he said at the time. Is it true? I don't know.
Did you tell the grand jury that?
Yes, I did. But I had to force that into an answer. They were getting upset because they'd ask me a limited question based on one of these six emails, and I would volunteer information that I thought the grand jury needed to hear.
Think about that. They would ask me questions based on these six emails, obviously, that helps the prosecution's case. And they wouldn't ask me the relevant germane details. So in answering their questions, I would have to squeeze this information in. This is crazy time. This is absolutely ridiculous. And I will say this, if the Democrats go after Donald Trump in this capacity, it's the gloves are off then. And then the Republicans will do whatever to go after the Biden crime family syndicate, the best Joe Biden can hope for. If this truly happens, if Trump is indicted and or arrested, which is just total crazy talk, if you think, crazy talk. Never before has something like this happened before, but never before have we seen such a crazy reaction to one man who's not part of the swamp. They are so desperate to take this man down, because four more years of him is an unraveling of what they have tried so hard to do, and that is to destroy America from within. The best Joe Biden can hope for, if this goes through and Trump is indicted, is for Biden to slither away, to be stripped of everything, every piece of property he owns, and to slither away into a non-existent, non-public lifestyle, which would kill his wife. That would almost be even the best revenge. But we'll see, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Costello also appeared on Tucker Carlson last night. We've gotten the whole clip for you. It's only a couple minutes long. But I think what he says further underscores the ridiculousness of where we are in this country right now, because there is a deranged political class that's comprised of Democrats and Republicans that wants nothing more than to see the destruction of the one man a majority of Republicans want to save this country from the depths of their hell, Donald Trump. The Simcovich Concussion Institute, the testimonials that I get that pour into my inbox they're breathtaking, because unless you've lived with someone or you yourself have experienced damage to your brain, I mean, think about that. Who heals that? How do you do that? You don't know how miraculous just being normal again feels. But this woman says, when you see a change after a concussion, you begin to think it's just your new normal. The depression, the fatigue, the lack of focus, the constant anxiety, it had become part of our family's life for a year. Until finally, I took my daughter to see Dr. Charles Simcovich at the Simcovich Concussion Institute. And within 1 week, she began to return to her normal, happy self. She is aware, awake, alert, and she's returned to her normal activities, and I could not be happier with our results. Thank you, Dr. Simcovich. 412-366-3700. 412-366-3700. SimcovichConcussionInstitute.com. It works. What Robert Costello said with Tucker Carlson last night regarding the prosecutors not wanting to hear what he actually had to say, that is what we call cherry picking. And we've got it teed up for you on deck next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Ah, the devil inside. Can you imagine? And my husband Joe and I were talking about this the other night. Can you imagine being an attorney and having to represent somebody that you know is a scumbag? But it's your job and that's what you've got to do. I mean, it's a special kind of skill set. I don't know how you do that, because you can't go home and scrub it off. There's no cleanser. There's nothing that you can do. You have to just deal with the fact that you're beholden to the almighty dollar. And if that means that somebody's guilty that you represent gets off, then that's a victory for you. People make lavish lifestyles like this, right? But what this Cohn guy is alleging, according to Robert Costello, who knows and has evidence, he says, He found it very curious that the grand jury, they only asked questions about very specific emails in the prosecutor's possession. Emails that Mr. Costello was privy to that he has. And so he had to force this information onto these people who are not interested in seeking the truth. It's not about the truth, because the truth is what they are afraid of. The light is what they are afraid of. Transparency is what they claim, which is Wendy's 180 rule. It's the exact opposite. They need everything to be opaque, everything to be smokescreened. And you're going to hear this in Robert Costello's exchange last night with Tucker. I think what he says is very important to take away. I don't care who sleeps with whom. We've got leftists who want to introduce porn in elementary schools to our children. Let's not pretend they're the moral compass of this planet, because they most assuredly are not. But these are the facts as presented by Mr. Costello. Go.
When I say once in a while, he did this at least 20 times and said, guys, I want you to know, I will do whatever the F I have to do. I will never spend one day in jail. Now, what he's saying is, I'll lie, cheat, steal, shoot somebody. I will not spend a day in jail. Do you think a guy whose mentality is that is going to not admit that he has information on Donald Trump? But having said that, the DA's office didn't ask me questions to bring that up. And I brought it up anyway. I ignored their questions and simply gave them the information. I'm hearing rap in my ear, left and right. I'll continue if you want, but
Let me just ask you one final question, if it's okay, Mr. Costello.
Sure.
If you were the DA, if you were a prosecutor and you were trying to be fair and honest and serve the law rather than a political agenda, you'd want to know that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And I told them and told the grand jury today, I was deputy chief of the criminal division of the U.S. Attorneys for the Southern District. I said I wouldn't touch a witness like Michael Cohen for any amount of money. You simply cannot rely upon this guy. And tonight, he was on another station denying that he waived the attorney-client privilege. Here it is, in writing, and that's his signature on the second page. So
that's unbelievable.
I guess he didn't know that, and the district attorney didn't know that. And I told them, Michael Cohen has been in your office 20 times and twice in the grand jury, and he forgot to tell you that he waived the attorney-client privilege 22 times? I mean, really, is this the kind of witness you want to ride to the finish line? Not in my book.
I think all they care about is the finish line.
All they care about is the finish line. You're right. Why do you think all the left cares about, in addition to destroying Donald Trump, is taking Newsmax off the air, taking OAN off the air? Freaking Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer, called for the deplatforming of Fox News. These people aren't about truth. They aren't about freedom. They don't care about free speech. They don't care about your right to peacefully assemble. They sure as hell don't care about your right to bear arms, because that is your last, most critical, pivotal form of defense, which, by the way, more than a million people embraced as new gun owners last year, ladies and gentlemen. Brock just waved his hand. He would be among them. It's not about any of that. It is about destroying the one person who stands in the way. And that person, whether you like him, whether you like what he says, whether you like what he tweets, whether you like who he allegedly sleeps with, which is nobody's business, is Donald Trump. Period. So what does Ron DeSantis say about this? Should Ron DeSantis weigh in? Is it anybody's space, presumptively, to have an opinion about this in the Republican Party? Well, you can have a different opinion about that, but I think most people want to hear. What do you say, Ron DeSantis? Well, we've got his audio sound bites, only a couple minutes long. What he says and what he doesn't say is equally as telling. And Brock and I'll tell you right now, very different viewpoints about what was said. We've got that on deck. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio program. Don't go anywhere. It's next.